This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. It's Joy 94.9. It's radio time, radiothon time.
Yep.
You are listening to the Fantastic Escape Hour. I love this hour. We talk about food and travel. Hello, Ted. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome back from Bali.
Oh, I tell you what, Bali. What can I say about it that hasn't been said before, Fiona?
I always find it amazing when people say, oh, I just haven't been to Bali. And I'm like, you really should get over there. It's stunning.
I went for the first time in February a year ago.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I'm kicking myself for not going sooner, which is ridiculous. Being in Australia for 22 years and not going is foolish.
Where else can you get good food?
Yeah.
Good-looking men and women. Massages, 90 minutes for $25.
$25.
Such a bargain. You can stay in gorgeous villas with your own plunge pools.
Gorgeous. Yep. Yeah. You can have your own chef.
Oh, you can too.
Yeah, you can too. You can have your own private pool, although I think a private pool is fun sometimes, but you really want to have a pool with lots of other people around.
Exactly. You know what I did?
What?
I'm 51. I own that. I own that. But I went nightclubbing for the first time in 20 years. You should have seen me. You know, I've still got, I can swing those hands in the air like there was no tomorrow.
Why not?
That sounds really fun. I bet there was no queue.
No, there wasn't. Yeah. We don't queue in Bali, do we?
No.
But it was awesome. Hey, I've heard funny story from a customer this week. Do you want to hear this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This nice elderly gentleman was off on his Europe River cruise.
Okay? Right.
So he was going on the Danube from Amsterdam to Budapest. And he bought himself this fantastic new video camera where he was going to take all the video, the whole thing, and then he was going to blog it and put it online so everybody could see it. So after, and very busy itinerary for the first couple of days in Amsterdam and the cruise starting. So day four, he decided to have a look at his video, and he'd spent 4 days videoing himself, his face.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's gold.
That is. And that's true.
Yes, it is. It's a true story.
Okay.
Those river cruises, they're so popular. I know my parents have done numerous river cruises.
Yes.
Taken lots of photos, not of themselves, fortunately. That sounds crazy.
It was very cute. I love the story. I thought it was cute. Hey, Ted, what happened with Alan Joyce this week?
I think we do need to talk about it. It's Radiothon, and it's important that we talk about these things, as I'll be talking about my story later on in the show. But, a pie in the face from a detractor, basically. And I think it's disgusting behavior on so many levels, disrespectful, and I'm glad that he's pressed charges against this person.
I think so too. I think there's a time and a place.
Yeah. Well, not even.
I mean, if you're going to do a protest, there's a time and a place. Yeah. Is what I mean. But allegedly,
this person was waiting there for 2 hours for this to happen. So when you look at the charges, I wonder why stalking wasn't put in there as well.
Exactly, to be honest.
But
what I thought extraordinary is that it seems so unlikely that I thought it was some sort of hoax for charity or some sort of game that he was part of. Because it just seems so absurd that someone would take that kind of action.
But you know what? And he handled himself in such a dignified manner. He could have gotten angry and, you know, but he didn't. And I think that's who Alan Joyce is. I've not met him, but I know people who have. And he's a lovely, lovely human being. And that's what people forget. He's a human being.
Exactly.
And, you know, we should all be treated equally. And that's what today's show is about. Or part of the show, the whole thing about Radiothon and all that. But, we also have a very special guest with us today.
We do.
Yeah. We have food royalty with us and
everybody take a bow.
Yeah, exactly. And somebody who I find very inspiring and he's an expert in Asian cuisine. He's an author, a chef. He's done culinary food tours in the past. And I'm so thrilled to have Tony Tan in the studio with us. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean, it's a little bit embarrassing to call me food royalty because I certainly don't feel myself as one.
No, but to me you are, and I think to a lot of people you are, and I think it's you know, you have such an expertise in Asian cuisine, and you know, what you've done, you know, with your career is quite
amazing. I'm blushing.
Amazing. You don't need to blush. Just own it. That's all.
Tony, do you listen to Joy?
I do.
Yes.
Very much.
I mean, what does Joy mean for you? We're at radio time and we need people to donate and become members of Joy. It's very important. So what does Joy mean for you?
A lot. I mean, you know, I have a friend who gets a little bit irritated by me because every time I get into the car, on goes Joy Ring.
Oh, good.
And I think that's really very important because, I mean, you know, we belong to a community that is really very small.
Yes.
In comparison to the wider world out there. We certainly, you know, do stand for a lot of things, like really very important issues, right from anything from gardening, I was listening to it earlier on, as well as to really very important issues like politics, you know, which I think is really crucial at this point in time because the government is not doing anything about, gay marriage, you know, and I think they've been sitting on the fence for a very long time. And I come from a culture, because I was born in Malaysia, you know, whereby, you know, being gay is not really very much accepted by the wider community. So to have Joy Radio is a very, very positive statement here
to the rest of the world.
Of the world, and that we are the only gay station here in Australia means a lot to me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What is the situation for the GLBTI community in Malaysia? Is it still sort of kind of swept under the carpet?
Swept under the carpet. I think you need to be swept underneath a monsoon drain.
Oh, that's no good. That's terrible.
I mean, you know, of course, if you're in, you know, cities like Penang as well as in KL, you know, or Selangor, you know, obviously, you know, there are small communities of people who are gay, and so they really are pretty out there. Though, you know, obviously you really can't be caught having, you know, any kind of intimacy because it's against the law.
Right.
So, you know, that unfortunately, it's just one of those things.
Yep.
Yeah. Makes but that doesn't mean that, you know, you don't go to Malaysia to eat. You don't go to Malaysia to have fun. But it's just that you just don't go over there and, you know, engage in sexual activity, put it that way.
Well, I've been to Malaysia and absolutely adore the country.
Yeah. I love it.
I've loved it.
I've only been to, actually, no, I take that back. I've been to Penang, Kuching, Kota Kinabalu, and Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. And love the people, love the food. Yep. It's a great place to chill and have a good time.
It's an amazing place.
It really is. And so I've never felt like as a gay man that I couldn't go there and be myself. But it's always important when you're travelling somewhere that you actually know what the local laws are before you.
Of course.
Before you go there. Yes. It's very important.
Yeah. It is. And I think, too, it's a situation where, again, educating yourself about where you're going, that's the most important thing. You know, you can still go to these places and have a great time because the culture is incredible, the food's amazing, and the scenery as well. And you just have to be street smart about it.
Yep. What part of Malaysia are you from?
I come from the east coast of Malaysia in a little town called Kuantan. So, you know, that part of the world is actually very beautiful.
It's
also really very cultural from the perspective, from a Western perspective, put it that way. You know, the natural beauty on that side of the country is really, really quite something else. Uh-huh. And the food from that part of the world is also really very beautiful too, because it's considered to be really very pure in relation to, you know, the West Coast, which is obviously by far more sophisticated. And so there's a lot of, you know, cross-pollination of foods and so on like this. And obviously, if you go to a city like Kuala Lumpur, you know, you just get just about anything that you want under the sun, right from anything from chocolates to truffles.
Yeah, that's right.
And durians, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it's a very cosmopolitan city.
Yes.
What are some of the ingredients, for example, that you might find in that area where you're from?
Well, there are several things, and obviously, you know, you know, we in Australia now can get access to so many of the ingredients from that part of the world. But, I mean, you know, I just posted something on Instagram just to sort of stir the public out there, you know, and I said that we haven't got any fresh durian over here, you know, and that's one of those things that we just, you know, which is really very, very popular in that part of the world. Yeah. And also at the same time, we can't get things like torch ginger flower, you know, which is a very, very fragrant plant, though I know very well that we can get them now in Darwin. But, you know, unfortunately, the ones, by the time we get them down here, it's not really the best, put it that way.
Well, you guys, it's Radiothon.
Yes.
It is 1:15. We're going to go to some messages. But in the meantime, if you would like to become a member of Joy FM, we highly, highly recommend that you sign up today. Got any messages you'd like to ask Tony about Malaysia, his food and his love for the culinary arts, we'd love to hear from you. You can message in on 0427 Joy949 or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. We want you to dig deep today. We want you to... Donate as much as you can during the escape hour because Fiona is going to take you on a hot whirling gym date to Fitness First, aren't you, Fiona?
If I knew what the inside of a Fitness First looked like.
I was going to say, did you even know about that?
I could take you on a gin tour, though.
A gin tour?
Yeah, okay. That sounds way more fun.
Yeah. Gin, right. Can we offer
not
that?
Gym. Yes.
All right, we're going to go on a gin tour if you donate in this hour.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Welcome back to the Escape Hour. My name's Russ Masterton. It is Radiothon. Now, the good news about today is that we have decided that we are going to take you on a gin tour of Melbourne. Yes. Thanks to lovely Fiona. What's involved in one of Fiona's gin tours, Fiona? What would you do and say to these? Any prospective donor, whoever sends the highest donation in today on the Escape Hour, we're going to take them ginning, aren't we?
We are definitely going to take them ginning. And I would say that if you love... if you want to use your taste buds and wrap them around some beautiful handcrafted, locally made gin, support a growing industry and really get to feel people's passion that they put into these gins, it is incredible. And the way that you can sniff it and absorb it like wine, it's got all these incredible flavour profiles. And it's really fun. And there are lots of places that are doing it around Melbourne these days.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And you don't just go with Fiona.
No.
It's Tad, myself, Tony, Fiona.
Tony.
Yep. Yeah,
we need a driver, which is why you... Which is why we want you to donate and become our driver on this gin tour.
We promise there'll be a benefit somewhere along the line.
Exactly.
No, I promise I will drive, but you have to donate. It'd be lovely if you could donate $100 and then we would definitely take you on a fabulous gin tour of Melbourne. And there are so many fabulous nooks and crannies around the city here, aren't there?
There really are. It's just such an exciting area to be involved with. I mean, I'm just involved by consumption only.
So please do that.
Very tough. I'm good at it though.
Ted, we've had someone message in today. Yeah,
we did. Tristan has sent an email and he's got a question for Tony. And I'll just read it. I love a good beer. What sort of beers do you have over there, as in Malaysia, as I like to try new beers?
Well, the only one that I know in Malaysia is Tiger Beer.
Tiger Beer, yep.
That's about it that I know.
Yeah.
But then for all you know, because I've been living in Australia for so long, and, you know, I really have lost touch with the beer scene, put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, Fiona, you sort of thought that there might be a lot of that home brewing.
There is a...
Microbreweries,
there is a small but burgeoning craft beer scene in Malaysia. And I think that one of the challenges it faces is that the craft beer is a little bit more expensive, of course, than the Tiger beer. So it's actually getting used to people spending a little bit more money on their beer products. They're used to drinking it cheaply and easily. But there is, like across all of Southeast Asia, there's quite a burgeoning burgeoning craft beer scene, which is interesting to note because it is actually Good Beer Week as we speak.
Right.
It started last night.
Yes.
So Good Beer Week is in its seventh year. It's one of the largest craft beer festivals, certainly in this area, and it's the best known in Australia. So craft beer is going everywhere around the world. The Japanese, of course, are very good at it. And so even in places like Malaysia, there is a little burgeoning scene, which is exciting.
Yeah,
it goes well with the food.
It does.
Yeah. There is actually a craft beer scene happening in Hong Kong, even as we speak.
Oh, yes.
Right. Wow. Yeah, that much I do know. One of the persons that you should actually have a look at, who happens to know the scene very well, his name is Eddie McDougall, and he is the owner of the Flying Winemaker. Right. And he's somehow or other involved with that somehow.
That's exciting. That's very good.
I think there are some Hong Kong winemakers actually, Hong Kong brewers here for Good Beer Week. Maybe in the break I'll find out who they are.
And we can have a look at
them. But speaking about Hong Kong, Tony, you're working on you're writing a book at the moment. Right?
Yes, I am. I mean, you know, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
All because I just felt as though that, you know, I just don't have the ability to write a book, but somehow or other it just seemed to...
Comes out of you.
Yeah, it just seemed to come out. You know, and, you know, it's about Hong Kong. It's about how cosmopolitan that city is.
Right.
Wow.
And also, at the same time, the gay scene is quite something else too.
Right,
yes.
I've been to one of the biggest gay parties in Hong Kong.
Right.
And there was something like about 2,000 people.
Wow.
Nice.
I know. I just couldn't believe it. But that's Hong Kong.
That's great.
It's very cosmopolitan.
I think, and also at the same time, Hong Kong's food scene is...
It's amazing.
Yeah. It just goes right across the board.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah. For a city of 7 million people, you know, you come across some pretty, pretty amazing restaurants.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, it is Radiothon, and
is.
Ted, you have a story as to why you've come to Joy FM, which Joy 94.9, which is... I think a good time during Radiothon. We need for people to understand why Joy is still here and why Joy is very, very important to all of us. And so what reason did you come to
Joy?
Yeah,
well, basically something happened to me in 1998, and it's tough to talk about only because every time I do think about it and bring it back, you feel the exact same way that you felt at that moment that occurred. I had applied for a life insurance policy and went through the whole process of doing everything that I was asked to do, blood tests, all that kind of stuff. I gave them all the information they required. The day the policy was supposed to be was issued, I get this sort of phantom form sent down from their home office. The form was disgusting. It basically said... asked you questions, but basically paralleled you to the fact that if you're gay, you're a prostitute.
Oh.
Had I ever worked as a prostitute? If you're gay, have you ever injected IV drugs?
Really?
If you're gay, you must also be promiscuous. If you're gay, you must practice unsafe sex. All those sort of things. And I thought, I was none of those things. And regardless of that, it was just such a violation that they could do that on somebody's, you know, at the time it was a word processor, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this is wrong on so many levels, and I decided to take a stand. I know I was strong enough to do that. I know not everybody is, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do it, because I knew there was people out there who would be victimized by that, and I thought it was wrong. So I took it to the Equal Opportunity Commission at the time. It's now known as the Human Rights Commission. They felt I had a valid case and went through the process through them. I went all over Melbourne looking for somebody to represent me legally. I couldn't find anybody. So nobody wanted to take it up. And I just still felt that I had a valid reason to do it. So I decided to educate myself about Australian law. I had only just come to Australia. About two years before. And that episode actually shattered what I thought Australia was about. I never envisioned Australia as being anything like that. I felt it was an open and progressive and kind place. And it still is. But that incident sort of shattered that ideal I had. So it went to court.
Just sounds like a form that was around in the 60s or the 70s.
But it was a form that was made just for me, though.
Really?
Yeah, because I was in the insurance industry. Insurance forms have a number and a revision date. Some moron just made this questionnaire up and sent it to me, and they felt it was okay to do that. Even though I'd given them all the information they needed, So I just thought I had to do something about it.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting. Yeah. It was just one of those scenarios that it went to court. The other side had tried to humiliate me all the way through the point and harassed me as well, which I reported to the court each time. But I was very proud to do that. Mm. It was myself and my partner on our side and a team of lawyers on the other.
Right.
So it was very daunting, but at the same time, it was very much so mind over matter. I had to do this.
Yes.
And I had my fair share of Judge Judy moments during the case, being American. You're not allowed to object to things here, which I still did anyway. But to make a long story short, it was a public case. The media were there. And there was a time during the hearing where they started asking very personal questions about me and my partner and what we did in our bedroom. Mm. And I felt it was inappropriate to do that. So I in Australia, you can't plead the Fifth Amendment for anything, obviously, because there isn't one. But I sat silent. And basically, I would have been held in contempt of court if I didn't answer the question. But I just said, no, I'm not going to answer the question. Mm. And I sat silent. And fortunately, the judge was very sympathetic. She understood what I was there for. And she took a recess and came back and said, look, you have to answer the question or you'll be held in contempt of court.
Right.
In the end, I didn't want to go to jail. She basically said, we're going to clear the court and seal the testimony. But I had to answer. And I did. And it was very difficult to do that.
Mm.
And I get emotional when I think about that.
Yeah.
What a traumatic experience.
Yeah, but through that, it was something that I still had to do.
Yeah.
And I knew what the law stated. Insurance companies are still today allowed to discriminate against gay people in the provision of goods and services. They're still allowed to do that today.
Gracious.
Yeah. And so,
that's shocking.
Yeah. And really what I decided to do was try to take the higher ground. And so basically the judge, after about 6 weeks, came back with her ruling. And I know she even said in her response or her ruling that if it were up to her, she would have ruled in my favor, but because that law is there, she could not. But also said that I demonstrated myself with considerable ability, and with a bit more dignity than the other side did.
Right.
So in that situation, you leave there, and then what happens is the other side can actually go for costs. And that's what I was worried about, because it would have been tens of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so we had to go back for another hearing to talk about that, and she basically said, absolutely not, you're getting nothing. There was nothing vexatious. I had every right to bring that to the surface. So while I lost the case, I won, I felt, in that scenario. And I won for many reasons, because I stood up for myself. And, it's a situation that if you don't use your voice, somebody else is going to speak for you, and I thought it was important to use a voice. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I'm privileged to have been asked to be a presenter on this show and at Joy. And I think it's that reason that it's so important for people to donate now, because it Joy just does such an incredible thing. And it's not just for Melbourne or Australia. People listen to Joy internationally as well. And a lot of people listen for various reasons, but a lot of the time to get strength and to know that they're not alone. Mm. And they're not alone. There's a lot of us out there. And we all have abilities, and we're all decent human beings. And I think, the pie throwers need to understand that. And it's quite interesting now that I find, the other side seems to be the minority now, and they don't like it.
No, they don't.
We've had lifetimes of it, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why people are throwing pies at people's faces.
So true.
Yeah, very nasty people that, you want to say to them, get educated.
Definitely.
But I'm with you 100%. I think, I did mention on our house today that in the 80s, when I was a young gay man, we had nowhere to go, and especially living in Geelong, which is a beautiful part of Victoria, but there was no gay community down there.
Yeah.
And I don't want what I experienced as a young gay man for anybody, and the bullying and the feeling alone and isolated. Yeah. And that's why Joy is here. It's a very big part of the GLBTI community, and we need this radio station on air. We
definitely
absolutely do.
And the point too is that discrimination just doesn't hurt at that time it happens. It hurts for me. It still hurts 20 years later.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's something that does not end until homophobia, the discrimination ends, and that's what has to happen.
Yeah, and I that's why Joy's voice is here.
Yeah.
It's very important, and this place does need everyone's help at the moment.
Definitely.
We it's well over $2,500 a day to keep us on air, and
yep.
and we run mainly on donations. And
definitely.
We have an amazing set of volunteers here, and we are extremely grateful for everyone's help with regards to keeping
yep.
Joy on air. And Fiona, you've done the amazing radio course. Did you enjoy that?
I loved the radio course. Everyone is so welcoming, and the community's been so lovely and welcomed me with open arms, and I'm learning and contributing to a radio station that has, you know, such a strong community values, and they need to be those values will never change, but they need to be funded so that Joy can stay on air for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we're here today with Radiothon. So if you'd like to renew your membership or become a member of Joy 94.9, you can do so by contacting the radio station today. And if you would like to make a donation, and you're not going to believe this, you're going to need to be sitting down to hear this, any donation during the escape hour today, and Tad, Tony, Fiona and myself, we're going to take you on a gin tour of Melbourne. So, you know, get the taste buds ready. I'm going to drive, so you have nothing to worry about. Fiona knows where every hidden gin nook and cranny
Absolutely.
Melbourne.
It'll be a discovery tour.
Yep. You will have no idea how lucky you are. You've got to donate. You've got to contact us now on 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us in at onair@joy.org.au, and we will be ginning you around Melbourne like there's no tomorrow.
Joy 94.9.
And you're back with the Escape Hour. My name's Russ Masterson, Joy 94.9, and you are on Radiothon with Joy 94.9. Exciting times, I tell you.
Very much so.
Need you to donate today, and if you donate during the fabulous Escape Hour, Fiona, Tad, Tony and myself are going to take you on a gin run around Melbourne.
Yep.
All you've got to do is message in. Mm-hmm. If you like gin, or you want to learn about gin, or you simply want someone to drive you around while you get legless, we are the people that can do it for you. So you need to donate today. Message in to 0427 Joy 949, or you can contact us on air at joy.org.au, and we will take you on a fabulous gin journey around Melbourne. Tad, we've had some messages
We have, yeah. We've got the first one the second one's come through, from Rolf. He says, I had an insurance company refuse to pay out on my boyfriend's stuff taken in a house robbery because they don't recognize gay relationships. For real. I think that is shocking in 2017.
Insane.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
Stolen stuff is stolen stuff.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also, Michael from Glenroy's become a member. Thank
Whoa,
you, Michael.
Yay, we love you, Michael. We love Glenroy and we love Michael.
Yes,
yay.
Do, for sure. And then we've got another message from Tim of Clifton Hill. Hi, Tim. Thank you, Ted, on sharing your story about the insurance company. Congratulations on your strength. Thanks to Tony Tan and the other presenters. So thank you for writing that in, Tim. I really
thank
appreciate
you, Tim.
That. And we've got another message. How do we donate?
That's a good question.
A very good question.
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that question. I will go and find out.
Through the website.
It is through the website,
yep.
I believe.
Yes.
That's the easiest
yes.
way to do
yep.
it. So if you log on to
www.joy.org.au.
And you will be able to donate, and then you will become on a gin run with
yep.
Fiona, Tad, Tony and myself.
That's
and
right.
I apologise for not knowing how to donate. You think I would know that? What a bad presenter.
You do know.
I do now. That's
yeah.
right. Fiona, you know a little bit more about microbreweries in Hong Kong, I believe.
I do actually. And this is going to be a lovely lead into Tony's book. So there is actually a Hong Kong craft revolution.
Right.
And it will be happening as of today, down in Victoria Street.
Oh, wow.
At the Vic Bar, 8 of Hong Kong's best breweries are shipping their kegs all the way to Melbourne. And so from Saturday the 13th, being today, from 4 p.m, it's free every single night until the 21st. You can go down and experience and explore 8 of Hong Kong's craft beer.
Amazing.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, we should definitely, we should pop down there.
Right after this.
We're doing a lot of drinking on this show today. Wait, what's all of that?
Yeah. Well, after all, it is escape.
Yes.
It is escape.
That's exactly right.
You don't need to jump on a plane to escape
no.
here. I can tell you right here.
And a crutch.
It's Radiothon. We hope you donate in the next
yes,
half hour or so while we're on air. And we would also love to hear why Joy is important to you, because it's very important to us, our community, and we would love to hear from you as well. So please send in a message and donate if you would like to come on our gin run. Tony.
Yes.
What's
I am donating.
You are donating.
Oh,
we love
well,
you.
Immediately after the show.
Thank
What's
you so
exciting
much.
In you in the culinary world for you? my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I begin? I mean, you know, life's just been nothing but a culinary journey, put it that way. I mean, some people out there know that I run food tours around the world. Some people know that I'm also involved part-time as an advisor with the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. Mm-hmm. Some people also know that I write extensively for Gourmet Traveller.
Yep.
And I am in the middle of what I call giving birth to a baby, and that's my book.
Without an epidural?
Is that how it works? No, definitely not.
Okay. That
and that's going to be a must-buy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's about the foods of Hong Kong because, I mean, you know, Hong Kong is such a wonderful city.
It is.
Has anybody been there?
I have been there many times. I love it. I've had the pleasure of traveling to, like, a lot of the islands where you get amazing seafood dishes. And a lot of people don't realize that Hong Kong is made up of about 1,000 islands as well.
Yes, yeah.
And it's just a fascinating, amazing food cultural place, and I just love it. I don't get there enough.
Well, you must come then.
Yes,
at the end of this year.
Yeah,
when I'm up there.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
Yes,
sounds like a good plan.
Definitely not a gin tour, though, but we can go on a food tour.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll keep that in Melbourne for the moment.
Yeah, we'll need a food tour. I mean, it must be overwhelming. I think that the food scene in Hong Kong sounds so overwhelming. Like, where do you start?
Well, I mean, you know, it all depends on whether. Do you know that there's also the island side and the dark side?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
The dark side, you know, I mean, this
You know, we all love the dark side.
Yeah, we do. Oh, come on, let's not go there. well, don't get me to blush. Because, no. you see, when the British left or when the British were there, you know, most of the administration and most of the colonials, they were living on the island. And so that's why they call it, that's a white side of the island. And also at the same time, that was the administrative side of the island. It is also the most sophisticated side of Hong Kong, you know. And so this is why banks are there, you know, just about any kind of fashion house is over there. Though it is creeping over to the other side of the island too, which is on the Kowloon side or you know, the TST, you know, Tsim Sha Tsui side. So, you know, the two sides, they're actually quite different from so many perspectives. And for instance, you know, when as a tourist, you don't see, you know, the kind of stuff that's happening on Kowloon as well as on the Hong Kong side. For instance, you know, if you really want to go and eat a lot of fine foods, it's usually on the island side rather than on the Kowloon side. But if you really want to get down and dirty, you know, that's where you go to the Kowloon side, you know, and you certainly see, you know, chooks that are flying in the air and all that sort of thing. No, but that doesn't happen anymore because of the avian flu.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And so they aren't really sorry, I'm just getting a bit carried away.
<All right. laughs>
But I was just writing a chapter this morning about, you know, about what stock's all about, you know, stock making, you know, how do the people in Hong Kong make different kinds of stocks, stocks and so on. And there's obviously there is, you know, people that use Yunnan ham, which I think is just one of the most beautiful things. Have you used Yunnan ham or Jinhua ham before?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing ingredient.
Yeah, it is a little bit like jamon, you know.
It is. Well, the Chinese were the first, you know, the Italians and the Spanish like to think that they were the first ones to do that, but it was actually the Chinese that did
it. I don't know about that. Do you?
I've done a bit of research.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
The curing side of it, absolutely.
Let's hear more.
We're having
about
a chef off.
Yeah. No. I'd love to hear the Italian side.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I'm Italian, I'm giving that to the Chinese. The Italians do it differently, obviously, but the idea came from Marco Polo.
Really? I was going to say, Marco Polo, we brought back more than noodles.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to a break while we discuss ham-on, is it?
Yeah,
ham-on,
sure.
Very exciting. Yeah. We would love to hear from you if you'd like to come on Fiona's Gin Tour.
Yes, please.
Simply donate now
so
on our website.
Fun.
Exactly. Donate on our website, www.joy.org.au. And if you want to donate and become a member of Joy, we would love to take you out on this fabulous Gin Tour. It's going to be amazing. Happy Radiothon.
Joy 94.9.
This is the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9. You're here with Fiona, Tony, Ted and Russ. It's Radiothon. We can't wait to receive your donations for membership. You must sign up to be a new member today. Keep Joy on the air. We are fabulous and we want to keep being fabulous for you. And also we want to take somebody awesome on, yes, Fiona's gin tour.
Somebody amazingly fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, if you're not fun, we'll
make you fun.
Be fun.
Exactly.
We are going to make you fun. So donate at www.joy.org.au and we will take you on a gin run around Melbourne. We have the amazing Tony Tan in here today, and we are talking all things Asian, really, aren't, yeah, we? It's absolutely
we
fabulous.
We can talk about other things too, if you like.
We can. Yeah.
I think we were just hearing some interesting chapter that you were writing, yeah, this morning.
Oh, I was just talking about, you know, pickles and preserves and, you know, how that kind of tradition really exists. Even, you know, in modern day Hong Kong, you may not see it in high rises, you know, in central as well as on the island itself, because, I mean, you know, Hong Kong is literally like skyscraper city, you know, but you've been there, so,
yes,
and,
yes,
you've been there too, it's as amazing, well, Ted. So you must go next, Fiona.
I will. Yeah.
But
I will.
If you go out to the new territories, yeah, you know, to Yuen Long as well as to some of the islands,
yeah,
you know, and you certainly see, you know, in Tai Po, yeah, you know, for instance, you certainly see, you know, older people, you know, out there drying, you know, picking up the greens, you know, and drying, yeah, them for winter and so on like this. So the tradition is really very strong over there.
Yeah, it's still there, yeah.
Tony, where would you stay in Hong Kong? I must admit, I confess, I haven't been there since 1992.
I don't believe
so,
right?
No,
this.
I know. Bad travel agent.
Very bad. You can always find, yeah, some place that's really quite gorgeous to stay, yeah, at. Like, where do you stay, Ted?
Well, I wasn't paying for it. I was like the Conrad. So, ooh, I always loved that.
Oh, I,
yes,
see.
But when I was paying for it, I'd love staying in Wan Chai.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, like that.
Is that the wrong place?
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
No, Wan Chai was known as the world of Suzy Wong, you know, and, yeah, all the sailors and all that sort of stuff, you know.
Oh, no wonder Ted goes
there. But the food scene there is really super, super,
it is,
wonderful.
It, yeah, yeah, it's great. But, you know, there's
even in Wan Chai.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's so many different places to stay, yes, and you get a different experience, yes, each time. But,
yeah. I've got a few favorite places. One of them is the Langham,
oh,
which,
yes,
we, oh, have, yeah, the Langham, yeah, here in Melbourne. Another one that I sort of love staying at is, you know, this is where it's going to be a little bit cheeky,
yeah,
but I love the Mandarin Oriental,
yeah,
which I think is just beautiful.
It is, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, Fiona's first trip, what's the top five things that she should do while she's in Hong Kong?
Right, okay. She has, from a food perspective, she's got to eat in at least a few places. One of them is Tang Court for really very good Cantonese fare. And it has 3 Michelin stars. Another one would be Lung King Hin at the Four Seasons Hotel, which is just quite sensational.
Yeah.
But if you really want to get down and dirty, you've got to go and eat at Yat Lok. And it has got the most beautiful, beautiful roast goose you can possibly think of under the sun. But I know that you eat quite a lot of vegetables and so on like this. And you've got to go to a place that's run by a friend of mine. Her name is Peggy Chan. And she, oh dear Peggy, I hope you are listening to it right now. But she has an amazing vegetarian restaurant that's out in... it's between Shangwan and Central.
Well, it sounds, yes, amazing.
You love her.
Okay.
Yeah. She's.
I'm going to definitely look her up, yes, when I'm there next. And for the first time,
for the first
shall
time.
I say. In my mind, course, I've already been, yeah, there.
Yes, you must. You must. And you must
you
go to
Peggy
the peak.
Like this.
Yeah. 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 And you must go to the peak. That's
yeah,
quite lovely, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that view from the peak is amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's quite something else.
Yeah.
Yes. I just love the peak.
You know what I miss about Hong Kong?
What's that?
I miss the old airport, flying in and out of the city. Like,
oh, yeah,
that was an incredible
experience. You're not that old.
Huh?
You're not that old.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you don't look it.
Thank you. But honestly, that was one of the most fun parts of going into Hong Kong.
It's amazing.
It's incredible.
Having all those buildings on either side of the plane wings, it was absolutely amazing.
It's incredible. Wasn't it? The new airport's very nice and very easy to get
well,
in.
Well, that train system is
good.
Great.
Yes.
It is,
absolutely.
And quick. Yeah.
I mean, I wish we've got an airport like this.
Yeah.
I mean, a train system like this from Melbourne Airport to the city.
Yeah, we need that.
Like
when
that.
Will that ever happen?
Oh, God. Let's
soon.
Not go there.
Well, I think we'll make a lot of money on Radiothon before
that's ever
going to happen.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ Community Radio Station Joy 94.9.
You're on the Escape Hour with Fiona, Tony, Ted and Russ. I can't believe how quickly this hour has gone. We need a two-hour show.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm thinking Next Grid would be fabulous. Mm.
I think we could pull that off.
I think so too.
Yeah, Radiothon, it's exciting. It's here. It's now. I think we've got enough time to run around our panel here and ask each member why everyone loves Joy so much, Fiona.
I love Joy because everyone at Joy is just their arms open and with love and welcoming. Yeah. And it's just a beautiful platform. Community radio is an incredible, we're so lucky in Melbourne. We have so many great community radio stations. Yeah. But Joy is extra special because it's only one of, three in the world?
In the world, yeah.
Which is pretty special. So that's why I love Joy, and it's born of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Thank you. Tony.
Joy for me is family. It's really very important. Yeah. And I just feel that, you know, without Joy, you know, there is no joy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ted. Absolutely.
It's a voice.
That's right.
And we need a
voice.
Yeah. And, you know, stand on the mountain and scream it, I say.
Absolutely. We are so lucky to have Joy 94.9, and it's a great sense of community here. You should become a volunteer. You should donate today. You need to become a member. We thank our beautiful Joy members again. We've just heard from Amanda in Footscray. She's just signed up. Yay, Amanda.
Yay.
You're gorgeous.
Yes.
And Michael from Glenroy, thank you so much for signing up. We are absolutely amazed to have such great community here in Melbourne, thanks to Joy 94.9. We bid you farewell, and
it is time for you. Thank you so much. See you later, Tony. Thank you for coming in. Bye, Tony.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.